It is time for the Neuron Report with the Honorable Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. The Neuron Report, Matt.
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much, Foreman. Man. That was great last night. Oh, that's a little get-together.
What a great time for our summer kickoff concert.
Yes, it was. It's super, super de-duper. And then we have our friend Donald, right?
Donaldo.
Huh?
Donaldo.
Donaldo, all right. Perkins, and that was my... but anyways, yeah, he's on the phone. He's going to tell his story of his neurons being kind of swept away but brought back now to where he can talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Donaldo, good morning to you. You're live on the radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Donaldo, good morning. Where do you live?
I live out in Yucca on the east end of Knox out here.
In Arizona, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Fantastic. Well, you know, Matt tells me that you wanted to come on the Neuron Report. And go ahead, take it away, Matt.
Well, yes, we had. He was kind of iffy, but he's doing great now. He knows what he's got it down. Ready? It's your time now, so ready, set, go.
Okay, well, the reason I called is because I've experienced a couple of suicides. Excuse me. And I just wanted to call in about the effects and, you know, talk to people about the need for, you know, recognizing the symptoms and, you know, how to deal with it.
What were the suicides that you witnessed?
Well, I didn't witness any of them, but they were both family members. A stepdaughter of mine, she hung herself at her biological father's house in El Toro on February 7th of 2005 on Super Bowl Sunday. And then my ex-wife, she hung herself on July 1st of 2020. So,
so 15 years later. But and you used to live in San Clemente, right?
Yeah. I lived down in South Orange County for almost 40 years. So.
And so, is that when it happened, when you were living there?
Yeah. No, my ex-wife, there's a long story history there, but my stepdaughter, she was living with her father up in El Toro, and he had tempted her with chains and a car and all kinds of stuff, but I didn't find out until later that she was seeing a psychologist, and she had attempted suicide once before with drugs, and it failed, and, you know, her father was told that, you know, she shouldn't be around social environments that could get her all wound up and then leave her depressed after everything's over. And so apparently he didn't listen. And so that's how that ended.
How did it all affect you?
Well, it's not just sad and heartbreaking, but it leaves everybody feeling guilty. You know,
With your ex-wife, did you think back about, you know, how your relationship went with her and worried that maybe it was you?
Well, yeah, you know, to some extent, because I think it started with my ex-wife when her sister died in 98 from breast cancer within 9 months. And she came back from Florida, didn't speak to me for 6 months other than hi when I went to work. Bye. You know, so, you know, like you say, you know, was I clueless? You know, did I miss prime indicators? You know, and even if I met those two conditions, there's still always questions, you know. Probably for the rest of my life, you know. So.
Yes, because you had that. But what, through, like how we talked about yesterday, you said something it's very beautiful how, what did you see? Do you remember what you said about how people can either dwell on the negatives or?
Well, you know, the thing is bad things happen to everybody in life.
Yeah.
You know, God gives us all our own cross to bear. But, you know, you start to dwell over those things that are, you know, bad in your life. that's kind of the beginning of losing hope. And everybody, no matter who you are, should be looking at the beautiful things in your life.
Yeah.
Your family, your friends. A beautiful day. Yep, a beautiful day, you know. So, and I thank the Lord every day. Excuse me for being a little religious here, but, you know, I thank the Lord every day that, you know, he gives me another day to kick my feet out from underneath the covers. So.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you had to go through that. What was it, 10 years apart, right?
Yeah, actually 15. So, yeah, no, and the thing I don't understand is, you know, we went through suicide therapy. You know, we went through all the processes, yeah.
Did you go through it too with yourself?
Yeah. We both went to, you know, I don't know what the deal was with my stepdaughter because, you know, I wasn't really that involved after she moved to her biological father's, but, you know, my poor wife, she was devastated by it, you know, and I think that was kind of the next step after her sister died. And once her daughter died, you know, then that took a toll on her. And then I think she got into drugs and alcohol while she was still married to me.
Didn't you get a divorce from her and then she killed herself?
Yeah, that's correct. So she was living at her father's house at the time that she committed suicide. You know, that's kind of ironic that my stepdaughter committed suicide at her father's house, and then my ex-wife turns around and does the same thing at her father's house in Marietta. You know?
It's just like fathers.
Well, I don't know. You know, fathers shouldn't be blamed. It's, you know.
No, they shouldn't be blamed at all.
You know, I don't know. I think sometimes it's what I call psychological hypertension. You know, people can't get these bad thoughts out of their mind. And, you know, I mean, look at the homeless people. What drugs do the homeless people? You know, I'm a veteran. And for you veterans out there, go to the American Rangers. You know.
Poor man had that. It was not a mayor, city council member.
What was that?
You had the city council member on?
When was that? This morning.
This morning.
Yeah, State Senator Janet Wynn in California.
And she was talking about fentanyl. That's coming in too, and that's killing 6,000 a year, right?
Well, and that's, you know,
6,000 just in California.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's almost suicide right there. If you start taking drugs off the street, you know, think to yourself, think what you're going to do to your family.
It's called the ripple effect. It's like with my head trauma, it didn't just affect me. It affected everyone around me, my friends, my family, you know, boom. People that saw me freaked out of me. They still think I'm drunk. So, hey, don't call 911.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, the consequences of suicide are horrible. I know that I and the rest of my family and many friends will have to live with this forever.
You know, Donaldo, really appreciate you opening up about this. And Matt, with our remaining moments with the Neuron Report and Matthew Thomas straight out of a coma, and Donaldo is your guest on here talking about the suicides of his ex-wife and also who else was
daughter. I mean, Donaldo, thank you for coming on. It was very special. And you're giving people a check on what's really out there, you know?
Well, it's you know, life and death. You die any minute, you know? No reason to hasten it, you know? If you're thinking about suicide, there's a lot of resources out there. I say if you're a veteran and you feel like, you know, you're having problems, go to the American Legion. Those guys are, you know, usually foreign war fighters, and they know, you know, they'll talk. And, you know, there's talk with family, talk with, you know, your minister, talk with your friends if you need to, you know? But don't hold it in.
Yeah, that's the thing. We all, like how you were saying, we all go through our struggles. We all have our crosses to bear. But here we are, like, because if I would have stuck on poor me, I wouldn't have gotten better. If poor man would have stuck on him, you know, his poor me after all the stuff from that, he wouldn't be here on KOCI. Same with you. If you would have said, oh, you know, because you went through suicide treatment too, right?
Yeah. Well, not treatment, but counseling.
Not treatment, but
survivor's counseling, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Was that helpful?
Yeah, it was, you know, and I thought it was helpful for my wife, too, but, you know, apparently she just continued to spiral down, you know. She couldn't get over, you know, the bad things that had happened in her life instead of looking at the good things, you know, the beautiful things.
Do you think drugs had a part of that as well? Because when you're on drugs, you tend to focus on the badder things in life.
Well, I think that's probably to a large degree true, you know, because the only thing you look forward to is your next snort or your next toke or whatever, you know.
Toking. So,
yeah,
Yeah. Ginaldo, thank you very much for sharing that story. I really appreciate you coming on with Matt. And,
all right. Yeah, Ginaldo, we'll talk soon, okay? Thank you very much. That was tragic, but a blessing if you think about it.
Absolutely. You guys stay safe over the weekend. God bless you, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Matt. You know,
That was great, man. That was a good another story.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he sounded like he had his head together, and it's all about the neurons, isn't it?
It is. It's a frontal lobe issue with everyone, because that's your personality and that's your decision making, and you're planning complex cognitive behaviors, and everything you do comes from that. And we don't know it, but we're using it every day. And I didn't know how much I used it until I came out of a coma, and I wasn't using it at all. But now here I am. On the Neuron Report.
All right. Hey, do you have an instant request? Our musical theme of the day is shoes.
Okay. Have you had my Adidas yet by Run DMC?
No, but Adidas are shoes.
And that's the song I sing to you every time I come out.
You do. You know the words to it perfectly. You do it when you speak to groups, the AA people in high schools. You actually sing it, right?
Yeah, that and After Forever, and now I got a new Frank Sinatra one. Concentrate on you.
All right.
Woo!
Here it is, My Adidas for Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you, bro. We'll talk soon, all right?
You bet.